Fans of The Lord of the Rings would know that hobbits are renowned for their big hairy feet. And it's those distinctive feet that have convinced scientists the skeleton of a tiny woman discovered in Indonesia a few years ago does represent a new species of human. That claim has been fiercely contested since the news of the fossil find was published in 2004. Researchers on both sides of the Atlantic have been examining the 17,000-year-old skeleton from head to toe, and they say their work puts an end to the theory that she was merely a deformed human being. Their work is published in the journal Nature today, as Meredith Griffiths reports.
When an Australian-led team found the skeleton of a 3-foot-tall woman with a tiny brain on the Indonesian island of Flores, it forced a rethink of conventional theories of human evolution. Scientists said it suddenly showed that 17,000 years ago, Homo sapiens were sharing the Earth with another species of human that they dubbed Homo floresiensis. But others disagreed and argued the so-called hobbit was an ancestor of the pygmy-like people who still live on Flores. They said the woman had a rare brain cavity deformity called microcephaly. But two studies in the journal Nature today dispute that. Paleontologist Eleanor Weston from London's Natural History Museum says the skeleton's small brain cavity can be explained by her isolation on the island.
Prior to our study, the small brain appeared to be unexplainable. You couldn't have scaled down an ancestor with a large brain and get what you get. This is why, you know, that this sort of work is important, because it's now suggesting that possibly dwarfism could have contributed to the evolution of Homo floresiensis.
While Dr. Weston was doing her studies, elsewhere another piece of the puzzle was falling into place. A team led by William Jungers at the Stony Brook University Medical Center in New York was looking at the feet of Homo floresiensis. Dr. Jungers says that the foot is much longer relative to the thigh when compared to modern humans, and in many respects is more ape-like.
This would be the kind of foot you'd expect to find in that first hominine that left Africa and colonized Europe, Asia. I think the real reason it was so surprising is that this is a fossil that 17,000 years ago, which is yesterday in geological terms, yet it was preserving features that we see in fossils in South Africa and East Africa that date to 3 million years ago.
Dr. Jungers says his paper puts an end to the theory that the skeleton was that of a deformed individual.
There really is no credible evidence to suggest that there is a pathology or a syndrome that can account for all of these morphological features that are so primitive and so unusual in combination. So I'm quite comfortable in saying that there is no pathology that recapitulates human evolution. It's just not there. No one comes into the doctor's office complaining of Australopithecus wrists and foot bones.
Dr. Jungers says while there are still many more questions to be answered about where she came from, the woman found on Flores is definitely not a Homo sapien.
That report by Meredith Griffiths.